Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sexy. 9 months from now, it's gonna be a baby boom.
That's, you know, I was told in this business that if you know, if you can be subtle, if you can kind of make your point by being subtle, that's the best way to do it. And like, you know, the rocking of the boots is a subtle way to put it, you know.
That was tremendous. I also told Stiz when he was looking for that song, that is like my heyday. That type
I never
of
heard.
Music.
I never heard that song.
Oh, you've never heard that?
No.
Oh yeah.
But you get the H-Town reference, right?
Yes. Right. Well, that was just the luck of the draw. We didn't really know it was H-Town when
okay.
we searched for Knockin'
okay.
Boots.
All right.
But I remember that's like a 90s
yeah, that was
R&B.
90s R&B.
90s R&B.
Yeah.
Like Jodeci, R. Kelly, all those groups.
What,
awesome.
Oh, real quick, can we just, real quick, what's the 90s go-to R&B slow, like?
I'll always be a sucker for Boyz II Men.
Boyz II Men.
I wanted to be in Boyz II Men when I was young.
Yeah.
We've had these, he and I love
how
Boyz
many?
II
how
Men.
Many times did you just, you've had Boyz II Men on when it was, you know, that time, parents are away on vacation, you know? Oh, yeah.
But there's others. I don't know if you're allowed to admit, I loved the R. Kelly 12 play or whatever that album was in like 8th grade.
Oh, R. Kelly has hit records, man.
I know. He
hit
also has records. A criminal record.
Yeah, he's also.
Yeah, he's got a few records.
I mean, who do you, well, I mean, like, but who do you feel like more skin crawly for still being a fan of, like Michael Jackson or R. Kelly?
I'd go R. Kelly, me personally.
Ugh, you got to choose between that.
I believe he had people like kidnapped and like locked
in. Literally trapped in the closet.
Yeah.
R. Kelly did.
So R. Kelly is probably.
Yeah. If you're saying.
I don't know that we want to rank them necessarily.
They're both low.
You want to power rank the
you know.
And there's others we could throw in there in recent scandals. So let's just move on to football, which is a lot more fun and safer. So Andrew Callahan brought up this idea of whether the Patriots, and we've talked about this, are they a true Super Bowl contender? 60% of fans voted no. And Andrew Callahan says the Patriots are not Super Bowl contenders, period.
Huh.
Not yet.
Huh.
Oh, do tell me. So what will it take? He'll settle for this. Win the next two and then post a winning record once real football arrives after Thanksgiving. So win the next two. Set yourself up for that. And we heard this for years, Ted. I'm sure you heard it internally, but Belichick and Brady were always like, now it's real football after Thanksgiving.
Yep, right,
that's
right.
When real football starts.
Right.
Whatever. That's what Callahan is. Just have a winning record after Thanksgiving after you win the next two. So you win the next two. That means you hit that at 8-2, right?
Eight
so you play
two.
10 games, 7 games left. So you go 5-2, 4-3 over the final. All of a sudden, you're like a 12-win team, and boom, you're a Super Bowl contender. Do we agree with some of this Callahan logic, Fitzy?
I agree wholeheartedly with the Callahan logic. The first test for me was by the end of October, then we can see if Drake May has cottoned to the Josh McDaniels offense and grown in the second year. Pass, they have. They're much better than we thought they would be record-wise. They have passed that test. The next test is going to be getting through the 3-game stretch of best defense supposedly in the NFL. They passed it. Now dealing with a team looking for redemption that's more talented than their record indicates with the Falcons, followed by their biggest road test to date against another Super Bowl and MVP contender in Tampa. If they go 8-2 through all of that and Drake May is an MVP candidate, Andy, how can anybody who watches, likes, roots for, or reports on football say, I still don't think this team has January talent? You'd be a fool.
By the way, Ted, I got another one of those emails from the casinos when they're updating their win-loss number. You know, it's up to 11.5 for the Patriots.
That's crazy.
Holy shit. It started out at 8.5.
8.5. It actually dropped for a little bit to 7.5. Now it's up to 11.5.
After the Vegas game.
11.5.
That's insane,
which,
man.
I don't know a lot about this, so correct me if I'm wrong on the logic on this. But it used to be 8.5, right? And you now have it 3 games above that. So do they believe the Patriots are already like 3 games ahead of pace, or are they just adjusting for how good they think they are? You know what I mean? Like, did they win 3 more games already than they expect?
Yeah, I think I almost feel like it's kind of both.
Okay.
You know, in a weird way. I'm the last guy to ask about betting, but it would.
Wait, I thought you were Mr. 6-1 or something.
Yeah, but I'm not betting Skidol on it. I'm not betting my hard-earned money. I'm just
betting what?
My Skidol.
What is Skidol?
It's Italian for money, you know, isn't it?
So, Ted, we're supposed to ask you about betting, not betting, right?
Right.
Yes.
Right.
It's
throw pillows and betting, knocking. Yes, not betting.
Absolutely. Yes, but speaking of Drake May, because I do think any one of these conversations that we have starts with Drake May. And it's almost like, well, if he keeps playing, whatever. So, Drake May, is he the MVP? We have another voice that is Dan Orlovsky, ESPN, chiming in today.
Jonathan's having an outstanding season.
Pause for a second. Jonathan Taylor is the Jonathan he referenced. Taylor, the running back from the Colts. Yep. So he's kind of comparing the Colts running back to the Patriots quarterback.
Okay.
Roll it.
Jonathan's having an outstanding season. There's nothing that I can say in a negative fashion about him. The MVP of the NFL right now is Drake May. When it comes to the value that you are providing, given just back to last year, given what's around you.
What a take.
Okay, so Drake May.
What a take.
One, Steph's coming off an ACL. So, two, Kayshawn Booty's their number two receiver. He wasn't this highly drafted wide receiver.
True.
He's got two tight ends that are certainly longer in their careers than they are younger. Drake May's playing quarterback just about as good as anybody, with the least amount of help around him. Mm. When it comes to just talent, that's not a knock on those catches. Keeping it real.
Keeping it real, Dan. So, all right.
He said he's playing quarterback position as well as anyone is, and then he kind of crapped on the guys around Drake May in a way. Well, he's like, he's doing more with less kind of thing.
I mean, that's the kind of what we all feel, no?
Yes and no. Like, where Kayshawn Booty was drafted is getting less and less relevant, right?
Well, let's just, but what did we think of that group before the
season?
Not great.
Not great.
So, you know, so it's, if we thought that before the season, now all of a sudden they're really good and it's, that doesn't have anything to do with Drake.
No, it absolutely does.
Okay.
And speaking of playing, so it's been widely accepted that Drake's deep ball is awesome, right? That's been one of the biggest storylines.
It's the best.
It's not even an opinion.
So,
it's a fact.
Let's put some numbers. So who has the most accurate QBs this year on 20-plus yard throws? Fitzy, you get one guess. Who is it?
It's got to be Drake May number one.
Indeed, it's Drake May number one, 79.2% of his passes. Yes,
that's
Gamble?
Insane.
The number I read going into last week's games is he had more touchdowns on those throws than incompletions, 5-4.
Oh, yeah. It's great. It's unbelievable.
Out of control.
That's historically great.
But you know what is being a little bit, I won't say misrepresented, but we're maybe focusing on that a little too much. Who has the best completion percentage in the NFL on throws 10 to 19 yards?
Drake May.
No, I suckered you there.
No.
He's actually third, but he's at 80.7% on throws 10 to 19
Who's
yards.
Better?
Is it Daniel Jones?
It's actually, this is going to surprise you. It may have been a name that was in a graphic for my son recently.
Really?
It's Jackson Dart.
Whoa.
Leads the
he's
NFL.
Got a much smaller sample size,
he does.
Though.
So second behind him, so Drake May still wouldn't lead, would be Jaden Daniels, who also has a small sample size.
Yeah,
because he's been hurt.
Can we do the minimum passes thing?
Yeah, he didn't do this, Scott Barrett
is. That's very misleading.
And then, this was interesting to me. You know who has the highest completion percentage in the NFL on throws from 0 to 9 yards? Yes, Dan Ball?
Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
No.
That's what I would have guessed.
Oh, man, he's Justin Herbert.
Let me guess. Aaron Rodgers.
You guys are, I screwed you up with the middle one.
Drake May.
Yes, 92.9 completion percentage, just ahead of Spencer Rattler and Bryce Young. So I don't know what that means.
They recently benched Spencer Rattler.
So Drake May is number one if it's 20-plus yards. He's number one if it's less than 10 yards.
Yeah.
And he's number three, and with some kind of outliers, he's almost number one at all levels of the field right now.
It's insane.
So, like we've fixated on the deep balls because they ooh and they ah. He talked about it yesterday. You remember in high school, like the crowd would gasp when he throws a deep. But he's throwing at a ridiculous completion rate at every level of the field.
Yep.
So it's not hard to make the MVP argument right now.
It's definitely not, and we compare him to Josh Allen, and you look at Josh Allen's second year versus Drake. He's blowing away Josh Allen's second year numbers, blowing away.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember Josh Allen couldn't throw a swing pass accurately in his second year, and that's where I'm just trying to go. He's got so much more to improve on,
right?
Which is almost insane to think about. I don't know how you get better like when he's playing at a level that is so ridiculously high. I don't know how you get better.
So, you know, my answer to the Callahan question, like how do the Patriots become a Super Bowl contender?
Yeah.
Prove that May can keep playing at this level. Because I think he's playing quarterback at the level that carries a team.
Can I just challenge him a little bit?
Oh, yes.
Andrew, I hope you're listening, bud.
He's challenging you by first name,
Andrew.
That's
my guy. It's not about winning records or winning—it's about beating better teams.
Yeah,
like because they have a soft as poo schedule really up to this point. They haven't really beat, but beat Tampa, beat the Bills,
again,
beat the Ravens, and you know don't lose to the Jets and the Dolphins in the last two games. But can we have more signature wins? We have the what's the Patriots signature win so
Bills,
far?
At Buffalo.
So we need more signature wins to get confident that this team is heading in the direction it needs to. Because, let's face it, I mean, it's the schedule has been so bad that it's hard to kind of really know what you got in this team.
Fitzy, I'm pretty sure if they beat the Bucks, the Bills a second time, and the Ravens,
well,
I will be and I don't even really care about the other games. If you want to have a hiccup against the Jets or some, like, ugly, weird division loss – if you beat those three teams, if you beat the Bucks, the Bills a second time, and the Ravens, we are absolutely planning trips to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we're going to Santa Clara and not just to be a part of Media Row.
No, we're going for a game.
You know what? I would feel comfortable just two out of three.
Yeah.
Give me two out of the three. Don't have to beat all three, but just give me
If you beat the Falcons and the Buccaneers at 8-2, I think the fluke/easy schedule nonsense can be removed from the description of the 2025 Patriots.
Well, plus my thing that with that, like I continue to look around and there's only so many good teams. There's not really a ton of great schedules. There's a lot of teams that I look at matchups week when we're doing our pick sixes and you're going through games. Yeah. You're like, well, that team's not playing anybody either.
So you look at, it's funny you say that. I was looking at the Colts, right? And I was like, okay, everybody's hyping up the Colts. If you look at their schedule, it's like, okay, they have one loss, and it's to the Rams. Like, the rest, they have a win against Miami, or the Raiders, Arizona, Tennessee. I mean,
Their best win?
It's their best win, I think, is Denver, 29-28 in week two, Chargers. But the Chargers were really injured 2 weeks ago, 38-24. So Denver and the
Joel
Chargers are their best. Are their best two wins.
Yes, Dan Ball.
Indy also has the sixth hardest remaining strength of schedule. Among other teams, Seahawks, Chiefs, San Francisco 49ers, two against the Jags, one against the Steelers. So there may be a fall off that's coming there.
And the Patriots continue to, although I saw an updated graphic today that told me, a couple days ago I was told it was the easiest schedule the rest of the year since 1978.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Now I was told via graphic from PFF that it's the second easiest this year.
Really?
Like, how can that possibly
It's the easiest happened? It's the easiest by opponent winning percentage by 40 points.
Okay.
Which is crazy. Cleveland has a 403 remaining strength of schedule and New England has a 362. That's out of control.
I kind of look at this like I look at college rankings, who's the signature win? Who are the teams you're playing? Do you blow them out?
Yep.
And you know what? They are blowing the bad teams out, which does give me, some confidence. But still, I just they haven't played the best opponents to really give me a good gauge on what this team is totally.
And the blowing the opponents out, I think, is where you get sometimes the national ahead of the local. Because we watch a full four quarters, and we pick it apart. You break it down in TED. Why'd they start slow? What happened in the second quarter? Right. The Nationals go, what, you won 33-10? What are we bitching about? You won 33-10. It's like sometimes we fixate on little aspects.
We do.
A winner is a win in the National Football League.
But there's also, I mean, I could go through a lot of indicators that would suggest this team isn't as good as you think. The running backs, the giving up big plays. They're one of the worst teams in giving up big plays.
Yep.
They're the worst red zone defense in the NFL. They're the worst goal-to-goal defense in the NFL. They give up the second most sacks in the NFL. They give up the most punt return yards in the NFL. So those are that's not just a couple things. That's a lot that would suggest the team isn't as good as maybe their record indicates.
Can I just pick one that this week is suddenly sneaking up on me? We talked to Tom Curran, and he kind of was painting this Falcons game as, in his words, if you listened, he was like, this is kind of losable if they play good football.
It is, because you don't know which Falcons team you're getting. Kind of like, you know.
Right.
Every week that's the same, Ted. You're right.
Yeah. But from a Patriots perspective, I'm not sure which Patriots team I'm getting, because 2 days now in a row, Ramondre Stevenson, not on the practice field. And I know, okay, fumbled, whatever, but he's been your starting running back. He's been your lead running back. And this comes 4 days after, I guess, we had the breakout game from Travion Henderson, which unfortunately ended with a fumble. And they also promoted Jennings.
Oh, Jennings, yeah.
And they brought D'Ernest Johnson on the practice squad. I'm starting to wonder what is going to be behind Drake May on Sunday. Because it's, I mean, you miss 2 days, you're well on your way to potentially not playing if you're Ramondre Stevenson.
He's not going to play this Sunday. It's going to be Travion as your starter. He'll get spelled when he needs a breath from the legend of D'Ernest Givens, JK. I know it's D'Ernest Johnson. And that's why a trade for a back seems more and more likely, picking up somebody else by, I mean, there's already been all the rumors that it could be Kamara. Ted wants Breece Hall. There was the rumor that the Patriots called and checked on the status of Chuba Hubbard as well. That makes a ton of sense. But you're going to definitely see a heavy dose of trade. This is going to be his chance to like showcase that he is an integral part of their offense for the second half of the season.
Now, the one thing I will say is we're talking about Drake May, right? Like this team has – it's not like Jonathan Taylor in Indy is banged up and you're like, oh, shoot, can Daniel Jones do it? No, this team has gone through – Drake May's right arm and his legs basically the bulk of the year, right?
Real quick, just can I sidetrack you?
Sure.
Ernest Givens, my man, Ernest Givens.
Your man, the Oiler.
Legend.
The run and shoot. Can you guys tell me what his celebration dance was?
Did he do the thing with this?
Nope, that was Billy White Shoes Johnson.
Bad radio, Andy. I was moving my hands across knees back and forth.
You know it?
Huh? I don't remember it, no.
The electric slide.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you guys remember the electric slide?
I do remember
who was
that.
His receiver mate, Ted, in the Warren Moon run and shoot offense?
He definitely had one.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It was Ernest Givens and...
Ah,
and when you say it, I'm going to know exactly who it was.
I can't remember.
What kind of H-Town fan are you?
It's been a long time, you know.
Come on. You're better than this.
Yep. I'm
Dan Ball's going to beat you to it.
Dan Ball is
working very aggressively back there.
Chat NFL to come through.
Haywood Jeffries.
There it is.
Haywood Jeffries.
Thank you.
We landed that plane successfully. Oof. It was a bumpy flight. We threw up a little bit.
It was an icy runway, too.
It was like the Red Sox going to whatever it was, Detroit from Minnesota. And we just did that. That was a little curious, but we landed it. Did you? So you were a big Ernest Givens fan?
Oh, I was a huge Warren Moon fan. Huge.
617-779.
Sacked him once in a preseason game.
Oh, brag. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Nice.
Whoa. Time out, though. The brag kind of fell off when he said
preseason game.
That would have been better if it had been enough.
I also heard, Ted, that he threw the hardest ball in the NFL.
He's just so like big and strong, and the way he threw, I loved it. And I ran into him in a restaurant after I sacked him that summer.
Oh, there's the brag. All right. I found it again.
Yeah.
I think I read that book on a flight once.
Yeah. I went up to him. I was like, hey, Mr. Moon, I had the pleasure of sacking you. And his wife was like, well, you didn't have to do that. And I was like, oh, yes, I did. Yes, ma'am, I did.
Did you call him Mr. Moon?
Oh, of course.
That was pretty cool.
Oh, absolutely.
Mr. When you were bragging.
Yes. Yes.
The pleasure of sacking you in a preseason game.
Did he say,
hey, buddy, it was a preseason game?
He laughed. He just... He goes, yeah, I think they pulled me out right after you did that. I was like, they sure did. They didn't. They didn't want you to take any more sacks, man.
Is he the sack that you are proudest of? There's no better way to phrase that sentence. Are there any other players that you look at and go, I can't believe I got to that guy?
Well, yeah, there's two.
Okay.
One is Dan Marino.
I knew you were going to say that.
It's Dan tried to do the, you know, he didn't have any mobility, so he'd do the arm over with the ball in his hand.
Yeah.
And it didn't fool me. And then, do you know I have two sacks against my former teammate and good friend, Drew Bledsoe?
Oh,
interesting.
When we play the Buffalo Bills, Belichick was like, we're going to be pumping you up the A-gap, just blitzing you on the A-gap, because why?
Because he's a bit of a statue back there.
Because he's a bit of a statue back there. There you go.
Wow, Drew Bledsoe,
yep.
Atop your list.
Yep.
Very impressive. 617-779-7937. We're talking a little Patriots, Super Bowl contenders. What do they need to do to become Super Bowl contenders? But up next, it's Thursday. That means we got to talk to our guy, Andrew Razor Raycroft. The Bruins have a one-game winning streak. The Bruins are rolling forward. Or are they? We'll talk to Razor next here on WEEIF.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Afternoons, WEEI Afternoons, and as we do every Thursday, we're going to speak with Andrew Razor Raycroft. Let's go to the guest line, where Razor is brought to you by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning. The name to know when your drains don't flow. Based on that intro, Razor, I feel like I have to ask you what your favorite kind of music is before we get into hockey. So what's Razor's playlist?
It wasn't Boys to Men, that's for sure. it was, you know, maybe a little more rock-ish. You know, no country, never really a country guy. I got a lot of country. I grew up when I was a kid, so I think I pushed back on that. But, Indiana, and my kids have me more to like the dance music now, little EDM. I listen to that.
Oh,
now.
Yeah, I like a little EDM, huh?
Wow.
Do you listen to the do you listen to the super heavy stuff when you hang out with Tuca?
No, I'm not that heavy. Like, I'm the middle guy. Yeah, I mean, I don't mind Metallica or Tool or something like that, but it's not really at the top of the list.
Okay, speaking of Tuca, I don't want to – I'm going in a different direction here. I'm watching the game the other night on the traditional broadcast, and they were, I think, promoting you guys on the alternate broadcast. You and Tuca were on there, and there was some little line that seemed a little snarky about, well, if you listen to the alternate broadcast, it's never the goalie's fault when goals go in or something like that.
Two goalies. What do you expect?
What's that all about?
Yeah, it's a shot. We us goalies are happy to take it, I guess. They were certainly giving it to us a little bit, but we were, you know, we're fair. You know, we're more than happy to rip on a goalie if he gives a bad goal. But to the untrained eye, not all goals are equal.
Hey, real quick, can I just I ran into Tuca one time a few years ago at a restaurant. He was standing outside a restaurant in the Seaport. Dressed to the nines, like just like, dude, is that guy like always dressed up like perfect everything, hair? He's wearing like a suit and just looked like it wasn't even a game night. Is that how he dresses all the time?
Yeah, he keeps it together. I mean, he's literally playing golf every single day. So really? If he's not in that suit, he's in his golf attire just in case. I think he just drives around Boston waiting for someone to invite him to play golf. I think that's basically how it works. He's America's guest. Trust me.
I got to ask: Is he a good handicap? Is he a good player? He's a stick.
Yeah, he's competitive. He's definitely a single digit player, but he's more of a. You know, he loves when there's something on the line, and he shows up in those respects.
On that front, real quick, before I get to my hockey question, Razor, I'd often heard goalies love golf and tennis. Are you a big fan or regular player of either?
Yeah, golfer for sure. I do. I played more tennis when I was a kid. I don't play as much now, but absolutely golf or tennis all day, every day over fishing or whatever other hobbies hockey players have.
Like it.
All right, so now here's my main question. How does a team lose 7-2 one night and then turn right around the next night and win 5-2? And is this the kind of roller coaster season that we just need to buckle up and expect from Marco Sturm's first year with the Bruins?
I think yes, you have to buckle up for it. I think as much as and for more than just the reason that it's the Boston Bruins, I think it's the National Hockey League because the Ottawa Senators, who smoked the Bruins 7-2, lost 6-3 in Chicago the next night and got absolutely ran out of the building by a Chicago Blackhawks team that the Boston Bruins beat earlier in the year. So I think right now it is the whole league's topsy-turvy. The league is essentially everybody 500. There's a couple of outliers at the top and the bottom, but you look at the Eastern Conference, it's everyone's 500. So I think they're just trying to figure out where the water level is and who's good, who isn't. And with just so many games, I know I talked to you guys last week about the amount of games everybody's playing early in the season. I think it's creating a little bit more inconsistency from team to team. Even the Islanders game from the Bruins, like we're talking shift to shift inconsistency. It's not even game to game. It's literally every 5 minutes you're getting a different group. So I think that's here to stay for a little while, unfortunately, from the Bruins' point of view.
You have a theory on why that is? I mean, in the NFL, everybody says because they don't practice in pads enough, so it's sloppy for the first, month and a half. Is there a reason you think there's just inconsistency right now in the NHL?
Yeah, I think it's the same. I think there's not enough practice time. I think the Bruins have had two full practices, through 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks of the season. There's too many games. Just can't get a lot done. Can't really dig in. Science, sports, medicine. They have to take one day off a week as well, guys. So if you play four games in the week, like this week, let's say they play Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, they have to take a day off somewhere in there as well. So you basically have 2 days. You can't go too hard because you're playing so many times. That's the big reason for it.
Razor, last week you taught me don't just blame the goalie, look elsewhere. So I'm looking elsewhere. And that caused me to start looking at Charlie McAvoy. And the more I looked, the less I liked. He's making a boatload of money. I believe he's the individual leader in minor penalties. I believe I saw a stat where he's on the ice for the most five-on-five goals among any defenseman in the NHL. How concerning right now is the way Charlie McAvoy is playing?
Well, it hasn't. Yeah, you're right. Those numbers are indicative of where he's at. I think he struggled a little bit. His partner, Mason Lowrie, struggled as well. We talked last week with no Hampus Lindholm having more minutes. So the fact he's on the ice, just you're going to end up being on the ice for more goals if your team's okay, like the Bruins have been. All of those factors come together. I think with Lindholm back in the lineup, Charlie can focus on his game just a little bit more, be a little bit more physical. But there's no question to be a number one defenseman that Charlie is for this team, that the level has to go up for them to be successful more consistently.
Razor, here's one for you on someone that we don't usually talk about too often. Seeing as though he's one of the younger players that's made the roster and he's stuck in the lineup so far this season, what would you say is a reasonable ceiling for Fraser Mitton? And does his game compare to anyone that you've seen in Bruins past?
Does it compare? I mean, I think Charlie Coyle with maybe a little more offensive upside, I think that's a pretty good comparison at this point. I think you're seeing the other night he scores an empty net goal. He's on the ice in a 6-on-5 situation as a 21-year-old player. That means the coaching staff have confidence in him. They moved. What'll be interesting, it's happening again tonight, is they moved Morgan Geekie off of Pasternak's line the other night and put him with Fraser Mitton and Tanner Janot. And they're going to keep that line together again tonight. I'm curious if that will allow Fraser to get a little more offensive and go in and get the puck and find Morgan Geekie, who is second in the National Hockey League in goals, just like that, with 8 on the season, and he's hot right now. So I think they move Geekie there to see if they can get a little more creativity out of that line, and it'll be interesting to see if Fraser can do that.
Andrew Razor Raycroft here with WEEI Afternoons. Razor, Korpisalo, back-to-back games here. What's that all about? I remember hearing early in the year Marco Sturm say he was going to go with his gut at times with the goalie, didn't have a real mapped-out plan. But should that pique my curiosity, that back-to-back games for Korpisalo here?
Yeah, absolutely. Peek away. I think when they talked about it, we're going to go with the guy who's playing better or who gives us the opportunity to win or whoever my gut tells me. And you go off of the two games, Jeremy Swayman by no means was the reason they lost, but you give up seven goals. And then the guy after you goes in and gets a big win on home ice against an Eastern Conference team, 2-on-36. He plays really well. Then you want to reward that. You want to reward that early in the season. You want to put that in place, not just for the goaltenders, but for the entire team. If we're going to be a team and put culture, then Marco Sturm needs to make decisions like that. And I think in this case, it's the right one.
I certainly think you know Swayman better than I do. How does he react to something like that? If we're reading it that way, how does he react to this?
Well, it's okay to miss a couple, you know, to not get the one back to back, and I'm sure he sees it the same way. I gave up 7, he gave up 2. Back again, and I'll get my work ready to go Saturday afternoon or next Tuesday. But again, it's not like we're not in a position where even if Korpisalo wins again tonight, they can't afford to rip him off 6-7 times in a row. So for Jeremy, it's a lot less than being healthy scratched, let's say. Or, you know, this is just kind of the rhythm of the NHL and the goaltending this year.
All right. So, Razor, I got my last question for you. It's just kind of based off of what you, my earlier question about just the, you know, the slow starts for some of these teams. I'm just curious, has there ever been issues with the players union and the NHL as far as games played? I mean, you look at, I've always said this, the NHL, the Stanley Cup to me is the hardest trophy to win in all of sports. 4 rounds of best of 7 series. Are you kidding me? And 82 games. And no time to practice or really get better because of all the games you play. Has there ever been talk of, I don't know, changing the format, changing the schedule, shortening the season to, I don't know, make it easier on you guys? It just feels like physically it's so gosh darn demanding. Has there ever been talk of that?
Yeah, they have made it easy, Teddy, easier. Like, just the rule of having to have a day off. I mean, when I was playing, if you're the backup goalie or the one of the extra players, you wouldn't have a day off for 35 days. Because you'd run an optional skate on the Sunday when everybody had the day off. They'd want to keep you at the rink. So they've given guys, they've made it a lot easier for the players. Now, the issue from a games point of view, or, you know, they're actually going to add two games next year. They're going to go to 84 and take it off the preseason.
Oh.
But that's mostly because, and the players are okay with that because the NHL is so gate driven. We don't have the $100 billion TV deal that the NFL has. So much gate reliant. And when you're a 50-50 revenue partner in a salary cap league, you're okay with playing more games to bring in more revenue.
Before we let you go, Rays, are we getting to a win streak tonight?
Yeah, why not? Good.
Listen,
you can tell. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what's going on in this league, let alone with the Bruins. The Sabres again—they looked horrible 2 weeks ago when they came to Boston. The Bruins beat them, and they outshot them 17-2 in the first period. And they started 0-4, and now they've rattled off 4 of 6 games. So. I don't know. It's not like they're playing Carolina on Saturday. That's an uphill battle.
Oh, yeah.
Buffalo's a team that they can certainly beat.
Is Buffalo considered one of the worst places to play? I mean, it just feels like they're perennially suck year in, year out. I mean, is there a reputation for Buffalo as like who wants to play there kind of thing?
They've really stunk. But if you're a family guy, it's kind of like Pittsburgh. Guys really like it there. The suburbs are nice. The Bills are like, there's some nice areas.
Yeah.
You're close to Canada if you're from that area. Lots of people can visit. Of course, it's not major nightlife for like the younger guys, but there's a lot of guys that have stayed in Buffalo that played and have put down roots there. So it's a little sneaky. But to your point, they haven't made the playoffs in 16 years, so they do suck.
Yeah, and 7 feet of snow on occasion whenever you're looking for a lake effect storm. That's always fun.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, Razor, appreciate the honesty, and we're going to hold you to that. We guaranteed that they would beat the Sabres tonight.
Yep,
that's what I took from
that
answer.
Yep,
I'm done. Hold me to it.
All right, we'll talk to you next
week.
See
you, man. Thanks.
All right, guys. Take care.
Right.
See
ya.
That was Nesson analyst.
No reason we can't have fun with Razor.
Absolutely.
Even in a season. You know, you look at the
great.
You look at their record. You go, okay, they're 2 games under 500. There's 5-7, and they're 4-3 at home.
Yeah. And
so
it's a weird start.
As, you know,
like I was looking. Do you know the longest win streak in the NHL is 3 games right now? Three games, and I know you're only 11 games in for 10 game, whatever. Yeah. But like, no one's doing anything consistently.
But I think a lot of us were taking our cues from the players. They sounded dejected after some of these games.
Yes,
so
they
did. You're kind of like. If they're feeling that, then how do we not feel that way, right?
At least we know they care. The nice thing is, Ted, at least we know they care.
Yeah, no doubt.
Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, the Bruins do play the Sabres tonight. They will have Corpusalo in net, and Razor says it's okay for that to pique my interest. We'll get back to that next here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Can we make it a rule that, like, maybe we have, like, one per show 90s R&B?
Well, I was always thinking, and I told Dan this before, and I never kept up with it. It's Thursday, so like throwback Thursdays.
Okay. Ooh,
I like what I mean? So like every Thursday, we'll do a bunch of throwbacks.
But it doesn't have to just be R&B, right?
No.
You can have your stuff, like whatever, rock, or whatever. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good. And then yacht rock?
Maybe we can have something for Razor. I don't know that he ever really landed the plane exactly what he liked.
I think he likes like Foo Fighters type, like a little less
hard. I bet he likes
AC/DC
or like, you know, good old-fashioned real rock.
No. I bet you more like Foo Fighters. That's right. I don't know. You think he's a...
I kind of like
not, he's too young. He's not. He's the AC/DC. You got to be older.
Yeah,
right?
You got to be like 60.
That's
you
TNT,
be like
52 right?
52 years old.
What are you? I'm TNT.
Wow. Yeah, TNT. Am I getting boomer bombs lobbed at me for like an AC/DC?
No, I'm with you.
I'm like old AC/DC. Too, man.
No, yeah, we're old. I love AC/DC.
They're all right. They're all right. Yeah.
Razor's 45. I feel like he could get down with some. That's probably the kind of music he grew up loosely around.
Well, I wasn't sure with the whole Canada thing. Like, I don't know how all that works. So, like,
well, maybe he's a big Rush guy.
Yes, you know what? He has to be.
Yes, you know what?
Maybe we'll ask him.
What I love
second
about
week's
Rush
the charm that we can ask him that question.
There is either you either love Rush or you hate Rush. Real quick, love, hate.
I don't know what they sing.
You know what Rush sings?
Hey, wait, don't yell at me.
Stiz, I'm gonna give you a rejoin for Rush to play on the way back.
And then I'm gonna give one for after the
okay,
one.
Sir. Perfect. Okay. And then I will offer up an opinion after I know
what the hell they sing. You got it.
Dan Ball, the grab ass questions with Razor. I feel like we're laying the groundwork just in case all we're talking about is Penn State hockey with Razor for the next 6 months.
The only question we didn't ask him, Andy, was we didn't ask him if he was rooting for the Blue Jays.
We didn't. Okay. And we can't ask that next week because, well, it'll be over. And we won't
unless
have
game
any
7 is still going on.
I'm also not criticizing the question. I'm criticizing the lack of an answer. Same way when Drake May said, yeah, I like them all, when you asked what kind of artist he likes.
It is weird. People are either caught off guard and can't think on their feet quickly what they love musically, or they're guarded for some weird reason.
Well, you know, there's I think he was a little like EDM. It's like,
was he afraid to say it?
Well, so you like to go to late night raves, huh? Is that what you're into?
Ecstasy, baby.
Hey, what are you into, Razor?
K-pop. Pink cocaine, baby. But it's weird now because at the end of the year, everybody has some sort of music app they listen on that tells you everything you listen to throughout the course of the year. You almost know, like, down to the minute how many times you've listened to a certain artist, a certain song, whatever. But, people seem to be a little bit guarded with their music tastes. Charlie McAvoy. Dan Ball, very biting question in the rundown about Charlie McAvoy here.
But he kind of deserves a biting question.
Could Charlie McAvoy play himself out of town if the Bruins fall out of contention quickly?
This was based on an exchange that you and Ted had last week where you were talking about major changes that could be made if things go wrong, where up until Pastrnak, which caused a scoff, everything else was kind of laid out on the table by you guys.
Yeah, but I'm starting to get worried. We're playing talk radio. Let's trade Swayman and McAvoy. Like, don't the other teams know these guys aren't playing very well? Like, your value with these two guys. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to say Swayman's benched Fitzy, but Swayman, he just told us they're playing the backup because the backup's better right now.
And because the coach feels like he's got the hot stick and he's going to coach him by feeling. There are, though, Andy, every now and again, there are guys that other coaches and general managers believe, like, A, I can fix him, or B, he'd be a great fit in our system. So you never know.
Or,
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, I can fix him. I like that idea. Yeah. We got to find that sucker.
You know, where's he at? Yeah, I'm always curious the fact. So they play Ottawa and he gives up 7 goals. You're like, dude, isn't it like just a pitcher that's out there just giving up, you know, home run after home run? Don't you want to go pull him like after 5? No, they just keep him out there.
No, that allows us to build up our stat of games with 5 or more goals allowed versus shutouts, which, just a little hint, it's not going well for him this early in the season. It's 2 games with 5 or more goals allowed, 0, and I don't mean the shutout. No, no, no. He has 0 of those games for a $8 million
goal. Did he find his humanness?
He did. He's a different human.
He's a different human.
Same goalie. That's the problem. Same goalie, different human. Yes, it is.
Just got a text back from Razor. Full words, let's go Blue Jays.
Let's go Blue Jays.
Okay. There we go.
Screw you, Canada. Stiz, did you tell him that? Did you say you? Because you're the one.
No, I said totally. I'm with you.
You suck up. All right. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's 5 o'clock. It's time for The Drive. We talked to Tom Curran. We talked to Razor. We talked about the trade deadline. That's all up next for the Patriots here on The Drive, WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.